truth would stick with us and remain. We ask, Lord, that you would add the message and the things that were true to our life. Show us how to incorporate these things and how to utilize them. And we ask for impartation and understanding and even a greater. Lord, we just ask you to add to us. We ask for the gift of dream interpretation. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to add to us. Take away things that aren't from you and add to us things that are from you. In Jesus' name. Now, during this time, what we do is God has a way of highlighting some of you. And in fact, is there anybody back at the sound booth? Okay. Could you bring this? There's kind of a dark area right out here. Is there any way to bring that light up out in here for us to see a little bit? So if you're not chosen, don't think God doesn't love you or that we're trying to play favorites or anything like that. Everyone can receive ministry at the end, but God's got a way of causing people to stand out so that we can minister to them right there where they're at right now, okay? Bruce, I forgot your wife's name. What's that? Linda, that's right. Listen, Linda. I'm sorry, Linda. I see the Lord as a great physician. I see some bruises in your heart. And I hear the Lord saying, come close, come close. And I saw you take a couple steps like this, and it's kind of like, is that good? And he's like, no, keep coming close, keep coming close. And I just see you take little steps. And I heard the Lord say, he wants you to really be aggressive in your healing, that there's things that he's purposed you to do. There's a great calling over your life. I see that's a little mysterious to you because it's like mystery over you as to what some of the things God is calling you to. But I just heard the Lord say, it's really time to get well in some areas. I'm being direct with you because I feel like I got a little bit of a liberty with you to do that. God is saying now is the time that he is really Jehovah Rapha in your life right now. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, your healer. He wants to heal. He wants to restore. I see a line in the past. The past is the past, but you have an amazing future. I hear the Lord say, rise up, O woman of God. This is not the past, but this is the now. This is a new day for you. Set your eyes upon my face, says the Lord. Gaze upon me in my love for you. Truly, I'm drawing you closer. I'm going to speak to you the night. I'm going to speak to you in the day. The Lord says, Mephibosheth, cast off and throw away your crutches and run to me, for there's a great healing that I have for you. For I've called you to be a voice, even a prophetic voice. I've even given you things that I want you to teach and to speak to others. And this is a time to no longer delay, for the Lord says, I have a great call for you. And the enemy has said, oh, but this, well, what about that? This can't be, and this detail that. But the Lord says, all these are lies. My arms are open and the time is now.
All right, the gentleman right out here in the yellow shirt, I think it's a yellow shirt. What's your name? Craig. Okay. Well, Craig, the first thing I heard over you, I heard the word turnstile, and I saw like one of those revolving doors, and I just sense there's I don't know if you're a businessman, but I just sense there's a real skill that the Lord has given you and a real ability to analyze things and to scrutinize things and come up with plans for how to do things, how to accomplish an objective. And I just really sense that you've been going, it's like you've been in that turnstile. You ever get one of those doors, it's like you got to time your entry and you got to time your exit. And I just sense that you've been in a place where you feel like you've been going around and around and you're trying to get out. And every time you seem to come out, it's not in the place that you thought it was going to be. So I heard the Lord saying, son, if you will clear your schedule. And I saw you like with a schedule book, and I saw like a day timer, and you were planned, and everything was all scheduled out. And I heard the Lord saying, son, if you will clear your schedule for me in a way like you've never done before, son, I will fill it. I will make the appointments for you. I heard the Lord saying, son, there's great favor and great opportunity coming your way. I heard the Lord saying, position yourself. Don't do it by your own effort. Don't do it by performance or by your own strength. But I heard the Lord saying, just do it out of love. Just do it out of compassion. Just do it out of sense of knowing that I'm for you, not against you, says the Lord. I hear the Lord saying, you're going to see some amazing things coming your way. I hear him saying there's some wells that have been filled in. The Lord says, son, I'm going to dig those wells out again. There's going to be a refreshing time that's going to come for you. And there's going to be more than enough for you, more than enough for you and your family, but there's going to be enough to give away to others. So the Lord's saying, Son, I've called you to be one that imparts, that raises up others, that builds others up, not just yourself and not just those in your immediate family, but I just see like a large influence. The Lord's saying, I'm moving the tent stakes out and I'm increasing your influence. So position yourself well, says the Lord.
This young man, 1, 2, 3, 4 rows down, you've got your arms folded. What is your name? Stephen. Stephen, I heard the word of the Lord over you, success. And the Lord wants you to know that he calls you successful. And I feel like the Lord said, you are hungry. You have a hunger and a thirst and a desire to know him and to partner with him and to be his friend. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's going to send you mentors, men of honor, character, and dignity that will come alongside of you, and they will pastor you, and they will father you, and they will mentor you and disciple you. And I feel like God is going to raise you up to your generation, that you have a heart for evangelism. You're really a seeker of God's truth, and you desire to know the truth and to share that truth with others. And I feel like God is really going to give you a place of influence with those that are around you. I also feel like you've come out of some really hard places, and God has really loved you into the kingdom, as it were. And, you know, the Bible talks about the goodness of God brings repentance. And I feel like the Lord wants you to know that he is surrounding you with his love, his protection, his peace, and there is favor over your life. Amen. Okay.
Gentleman in the red back here, what's your name?
Sean.
I saw you walking along, and I felt like you have a really great progression in your walk with the Lord. And all of a sudden, I saw like you advance like really fast, like 10 feet. And I hear the word acceleration and advancement. I feel like there's promotion coming for you in the Spirit. And I just really sense that the Lord is really pleased with your walk with him. And I felt like just really pay attention to the advancements. I feel like there's accelerations coming, and it has to do with your spiritual gifts. I just really feel like pay attention to your spiritual gifts. I feel like that you are prophetic, and I really feel like you have a real prayer life. I really feel like you're a really intense worshiper, and the Lord is really pleased with that. So just pay attention to your spiritual gifts, and I feel like the advancement is in those areas.
About the fourth row back, the lady with the long hair that's got your hair pulled back in your pigtail. Right there, yeah. What's your name, ma'am?
Sarah.
Okay. I feel like that the Lord was just showing me that you have the heart of Ruth. And I just really feel like that you're a woman of great capacity. So I just speak just the gift of the Lord in your life to understand a lot of things. Also, just like Ruth was a woman who was loyal, and God blessed her through the relationships around her, I see the Lord really blessing you as you relate to others, as you just pursue purity, and as you pursue just your heart before the Lord. I just really feel like he's going to bless you and your posterity. So I just speak that into your life, that you're a Ruth. The Lord sees you as Ruth. And then, can I go on a little more? Okay. The young man on the end in the white shirt here, third row back, yes. I feel like that you're a Timothy. Oh, excuse me, yeah, what's your name, sir? Ryan? Brian? Okay. I feel like that you're a Timothy, that God's called you. He has, he's going to put some challenges in your life. You're going to rise to meet those challenges. Some things may look bigger than you think, but in your heart, God is big. He just wants you to know how big he is inside you, how you are able to meet the challenge that comes before you. And then one other person, the young lady that's sitting right in front of Sean to his right. Yes. What's your name, ma'am? Erica? Okay. I just got a picture when you were back here earlier. I was just observing you. You came kind of into my proximity. And what I saw was that you have there's a real sensitive, you're soft. And this is the way the Lord showed me. You're like a a tablet that you would drop in water and it dissolves, almost like the things in you, you're willing to let yourself die, and those things in you will permeate the atmosphere around you. It's just like you walk with this potential, and as you just surrender to the Lord in this atmosphere, it will dissolve into that atmosphere. It will affect, it will change the atmosphere around you. So I just bless you in that.
Very good, very good, very good. Amen. Lady in the striped shirt, kind of like a tank top, blouse type, right there. What's your name? Jill. Jill, every time I look at you, I keep hearing the word healing. Now, I don't know if it is that there's healing that you're believing God for, or that God is saying that you're called to healing ministry. Are you believing God for a healing of any kind? I'm sorry? You need healing yourself. And what was your name again? Jill. God bless Jill. We just release the healing that you have for her over her life. You didn't speak healing over her for nothing. So we just prophesy the healing that you have for her will come to the full manifestation according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
This young lady right here on the front row with the gray top, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, you have the need to know and that you enjoy knowing. And I feel like the Lord wants you to know that he enjoys that you want to know and that you dig in the Bible like a hammer and a saw, and you get in there and dig for gold nuggets, and you're just like in there and you go, hey, I got one, and you share those with your friends and they love it. But I would encourage you other girls to do that for yourself as well. But the Lord delights in you with your enthusiasm to dig in the Word and find these gold nuggets to share.
Very good.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, the gentleman right back here in the blue shirt, or the black and blue shirt, that's you, yeah. What's your name? Bob? Paul, I'm sorry, Paul. Okay. That wasn't even close. All right, Paul. Okay. You know, Paul, I heard the Lord saying, I feel the Holy Spirit on this so strong. I hear him saying that you paid a price for him. But I hear the Lord saying, son, I paid a much bigger price for you. I hear him saying, it's finished. It's done. The work is completed. I hear him saying, not be so hard on yourself. Just be. Just love. I hear the Lord saying, I am well pleased with your effort. I'm well pleased with the sacrifices you've made. The way you've bent over backwards, the things that you didn't say that you had a right to say. I heard the Lord saying, son, I've recorded every one of those things. They're treasures to me. So I hear him saying, will you trust me? Will you trust me? I sense there's something big you're getting ready to do and step into, and there's been a lot of second guessing, and you've just been kind of like, man, God, is this really you? I hear the Lord saying, son, will you trust me? Amen.
Gal right here in the third row with the white blouse. What's your name? Deb. I just felt like the Lord has given you promises through the years, and some have been a long time ago, and some maybe more recent, and I feel like the Lord is saying, hold on to those promises, that he is working those things out, that he hasn't forgotten about them, he hasn't laid them out. Some of you are like, man, the Lord told me years ago he was going to do this, but he hasn't forgotten those, and he's always about working those promises out in your life, so remember that. Amen. And one more for Barb. Yay, Barb. Barb, I felt like I was in Luke 5 earlier, and it was where the Lord told Peter to put out his nets. And he said, Lord, we've been fishing all night, and we haven't got anything. And the Lord said, put your nets in the deep. And they had so many fish, they had to call their friends over from another boat. So I know you're prayer walking. I know that your ministry is really Holy Spirit led. And the Lord is saying, pack fresh nets. I feel like for you to pack fresh nets, that you've labored and labored and labored, and I just feel like there's fruit coming and that you are a fisher of men, and that to pack fresh nets, that your Holy Spirit led. He loves how your Holy Spirit led. And I just see you folding up nets and you put them under your arms. And the thing with the passage was they were so many that they had to call their friends over, and you don't go out alone. You go with others. And so he's saying, pack fresh nets. Woo!
So if you got a prophetic word in this setting right here, you can get that message by going to the CD station out there in the lobby. You can say today's date, put today's date on it. I think it's $3, and you can get a CD with your prophetic word on it. I'm going to call the rest of the team up, and you guys go ahead and step on down. We're getting ready to do 1 or 2 minute prophetic words. This is where if you have a recording, if you need also too, if there's some of you been waiting to buy a digital recorder, we have digital recorders out there, Dream Books and Symbols Books. So, but out there in the lobby. So, if you want one, they're there. We got them for you guys, all right? For some of you. So, also too, if you have phones, your cell phones, there's apps that will let you record. And so, don't come up if you don't know how to use your app and expect us to know how to show you, because phones are all different. So try and get it figured out. But if you want a 1 minute or 2 minute prophetic word, we don't record these for you. We record them for us. In case someone says, well, you know, you told me to quit my job or something like that. You guys with me? And so these are for you to record. You can write them down. Have a friend with their phone right next to you, that kind of a thing. All right? So I've got one more. I just got real quick. Jerry, I kept hearing some things for you. Every time I would look at you, I heard the phrase, new journey. And also, too, I kept hearing the word truth and like a new season. I feel like there's some new truth that God is going to reveal to you. It may even lead you on a new journey. I don't know if the new journey is through the word. It's a spiritual journey with the Lord. But I just feel like God is just wanting you to prepare. And these were just real impressions. But every time I looked at you, I feel like I was supposed to share it. So anyway. There you go. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and close the service out and pray. If you want a prophetic word, find someone, and make sure if you see someone open on the team here that you go ahead and go right up and minister to them, and try no double dipping until, you know, if everyone is completely done. If you really feel like you need something more, but remember, you know, we don't want to make this like a junk food thing, right? You know, we don't want to be your Holy Spirit. You want to hear the Holy Spirit for yourself. This should confirm, give you a little bit of something to go on, but we don't want to be prophecy junkies, right? You guys with me? We want to learn to hear God for ourselves. So, Holy Spirit, I just thank you for every person here. I bless every person in the name of Jesus. We bless every person in the name of Jesus. We bless every marriage in Jesus' name, every family. Everyone that is single, we bless in the name of Jesus. We bless every church, every ministry, every region that's represented. We call in the name of Jesus everyone to a higher level and their ability to hear and perceive and understand the voice of God. We just pray, I pray a blessing over every person, healing to those who need healed in Jesus' name, and for an impartation of revelation and wisdom and the ability to hear and to see and to perceive. Hebrews 5, 14, for solid food is for the mature. Lord, we just ask for senses. Our spiritual senses, I bless everyone that they would be able to realize and recognize their spiritual senses and ways that you're speaking to them in a greater way. And I bless everyone in Jesus' name. Okay, God bless.